Most of you, if you're familiar with SDS or sudden death syndrome, everyone considers it a really late season disease because that's when the symptoms show up in the field. And the symptoms why it got its name. Once the plants are infected, the leaves turn yellow, then brown, fall off, pods abort, and of course that results in yield loss. With the introduction of Alevo, what we have discovered is that the infection actually occurs in that first 30 days at the seedling stage, which is why a seed treatment is able to bring the protection that Alevo will bring. So as Dave mentioned, Alevo is systemic. It does move from the seed treatment. Just like any traditional or seed treatments that are used today, it's applied to the seed with those products, and it moves from the seed into that young seedling, protecting that very critical crown and young roots from infection. In fact, we have university studies today that have shown a significant decrease in infection levels from the use of Alevo compared to plants without Alevo. And when you can say you have statistically significant decrease, we know in agriculture that's sometimes difficult to say, but we have been able to do that. I think the other thing that's really exciting is if you look at SDS, we think of it as a disease that happens erratically. Well, it doesn't really happen erratically. It's there. It started in 1971 when it was discovered in Arkansas. Everyone considered it to be a temperate disease. Since that time, since 1971, which isn't very long ago, I was in high school, so you can tell that can't be that long ago, right? It has moved to all major soybean growing regions in the United States, including Canada. So our little temperate disease has moved into what we consider being very adaptable and being able to exist in all environments that soybeans are grown in. It is caused by a soil-borne fungus, and has shown since the average yield loss from 2009 to 2011 was 42 million bushels a year from SDS. Growers have used cultural practices to avoid the disease, and because you can't eradicate it. Once it's in your field, it's there to stay, and as you can tell from the movement since its discovery in Arkansas, it does move. It moves through soil. It can move through trucks moving through your field, tractors moving through from field to field. Even birds have been shown to move the disease. With that being said, Alevo will help growers plant soybeans when they need to be planting soybeans. One of the main cultural practices for avoiding sudden death syndrome is growers planted later than they should for their geography. So SDS, the pathogen that causes SDS, likes cool, wet conditions. Therefore, delay planting, avoid those cool, wet conditions. But we know when soybean growers are forced to delay planting, they get reduced yields. Studies done with all the major universities, including the University of Illinois, Iowa State, Purdue, and Michigan State University, have shown that when using Alevo, you can go back and plant your beans at the time they should be planted to optimize your yield potential. So again, when I looked at Alevo and when we discovered it, I was in shock that we were able to say that we have a seed treatment that can control this disease, but we do, and the results are black and white. I hope some of you would be interested this summer to get out and see some of our research plots. We actually are going to have some showcase plots in 7 locations throughout the Midwest. I'm going to say the South, too, because we're going to have a plot in Arkansas, to show everyone, to showcase the advantages of using Alevo when SDS is present in the field. So I'm going to turn it back to you, Dave.
Well, we've given you quite a bit of background on what Alevo is, and we encourage you to promote to your audience and inform the audience to visit our test plots this summer so they can become better educated on what the effects of sudden death syndrome is and how to mitigate its effect on their acres. I mean, the awareness of sudden death syndrome is critical. There's a lot of growers throughout the Midwest who may have it, but, you know, really not know what it is that's impacting their yield. And we here at Bayer are committed and focused on innovative solutions to continue to solve problems that growers have throughout the Midwest, and Alevo is yet another example of the innovation that Bayer Crop Science is bringing to market. And we're very excited about to talking with growers, to talking with suppliers on how this may fit into their systems. And we would like to thank you for coming today, and if you have any questions for us, feel free to ask.
So application, roughly, just when you see something preventative, you're going to put it on a certain time just to make sure you don't have it.
Well, since it's a seed treatment, we would recommend that you order your seed with the product put on, so you can't really apply it because after, yeah, you have to apply, you have to be proactive in applying the product for sure, so, okay.
How does the product handle, I guess, from a seed treater's perspective, and can it be used with other products that grow on the seed at the same time? How compatible is it?
Yeah, Alevo is complementary to their existing seed treatment systems. It does not replace anything. So it's in addition to what they're currently using. From a handling perspective, it's, you know, our initial tests are very favorable. We're not seeing any type of problems.
It's an aqueous-based flowable formulation, very similar to most products that go on seed treatments. I've been in seed treatment a long time, and we've learned a long time ago that our products should be water-based because as we think about what's safe to the seed, that's usually water, because so most of our products are that. So it is, as Dave mentioned, very compatible with all the other commercially available seed products out there.
Well, thank you for your time. If you need any additional information, our booth is 4101, and look forward to talking to you a little bit more.
Thank y'all.